transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
What if I were to tell you this morning that we were all going to heaven? Woohoo, we'd like that, right? But now what if I told you some of us, when we got there, would think we were in hell? Not so happy anymore, are we? No, that's right. You see, my brothers and sisters, it is very tempting to spend our Christian life thinking that what we are doing is earning our entrance into heaven. Today is called Judgment Sunday, and we hear of this amazing gospel where Christ tells us exactly how he's going to judge us. However, we often take this as a great misunderstanding because we think it is about what things we do that get us into heaven. You see, as Orthodox Christians, we are not living our life trying to get into heaven. We are living our life learning how to want to be in heaven. And there's a big difference. You see, in this morning's gospel, we have two sets of people. We have the sheep and the goats. Now, I was very blessed having lived in South Carolina for over 8 years, knowing shepherds personally. I learned a great lesson. You cannot keep sheep and goats in the same pen. They don't get along very well. The goats like to do whatever they want to do, and the sheep like to follow. And so there's this beautiful imagery of two sets of people, two sets of Christians, if you will. One group that just wants to do whatever they want to do, and the other which is following Christ. And in this morning's gospel, we see the group that is welcomed into heaven surprised that they're there. Come, enter into your kingdom, because I was hungry and you fed me, I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. And they said, when did we ever see you and give you those things? They were surprised they were in heaven. And then there's the other group, the goats, where Christ says, be away, because you didn't feed me when I was hungry. You didn't give me a drink when I was thirsty, etc., etc., etc. And they get indignant. What? When did we ever see you hungry and not give you something to eat? You see, they were very attentive to Christ. And yet they found themselves in hell, even though they were with God. You see, my brothers and sisters, it isn't what we do that gets us into heaven. God brings us into heaven. And if he so chooses to bring every single human being who has ever walked the face of the earth into heaven, then that is his prerogative, because he is God. What the church is asking us to consider these past few weeks is our own failing of understanding. Go back. We had the publican and the Pharisee, the self-righteous Pharisee who found himself in hell. The Sunday of the prodigal son, we have the older, obedient, righteous, self-righteous brother who found himself in hell. And again today, we have the self-righteous goats who were, although they were beautifully attentive to God, they found themselves in hell. So what's left for us? If we look deeply in this morning's gospel, the difference is, do we look at people with the eyes of Christ? That is the key to being in heaven. You see, imagine when I had suggested that we were all going to heaven, we were happy, right? Now imagine that when we get to heaven, there's someone who we don't think should be there. And I would like to suggest that we each have in our mind someone we don't think should be there. And yet God, in His prerogative, may allow that person into heaven. We then have to change the way we look at people. Because if God desires someone is worthy to be in heaven, then we have to change how we think about them. Doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter how many metanias we do in front of our icons at night. It doesn't matter, as the fast is coming up, how many fasolaikia we eat. What matters, my brothers and sisters, is are we looking at each other with the eyes of Christ? The sheep who found themselves in heaven, they loved God so much that it just flowed from them, and they couldn't help but help those people around them. The goats were focused on checking off a few boxes, but it wasn't enough. When are we going to learn, my brothers and sisters, as rich as our Orthodox tradition is, all of the practices that we keep, bowing in front of our icons, processing with our icons, how many times do we do our komboschini at home? All of these things are good. But have we forgotten their purpose? Their purpose is not to get us into heaven, but to change our hearts and the way we look at other people. So I'd like to suggest a challenge, my brothers and sisters. As you're walking through the city this week, when you are tempted to look at someone and question their behavior, I want you to look at them with the eyes of Christ, as if you're looking at Christ, because this is His wish for us. This is what He expresses in the gospel. He said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was sick and you visited me. Do we see each other as Christ? Or do we see each other as sometimes an inconvenience or a burden? This is the great challenge that God has for us. This will be our judgment. Not what we do, but how we look at others And if we see Christ and we love them, no matter what they may have or may have not done, then, my brothers and sisters, we're going to recognize heaven when we get there. Because the good news is we're all going. We're all going to be with God in heaven. Our only responsibility on earth now is to prepare our hearts to want to be there and to love the way God wants us to love, so we actually recognize heaven when we're there. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.